Welcome to Heal Your World on Heavenly World Network Blog Talk Radio. Join me, Heaven Lee, for angel guidance messages to help you embrace who you are and fearlessly create the life you desire. Visit me on intuitivespiritguide.com for your personal angel guidance reading. I write novels and children's books filled with imagination to carry you to beautiful new worlds. Endymion Oracle's Nina's Story is a romantic fantasy adventure with healing goddess magic and ancient wisdom inside. Get ready! We're traveling deep within. So open your heart to the limitless possibilities and let's make some real magic. Happy Friday. Ooh, it's going to be a good one today. And you make it a good one. Just by showing up, you deserve blessings. You deserve to be loved. And that's why you are so very loved. I'm Heaven Lee, your host today, and this is Heal Your World. So welcome. Today is about coming and getting your blessings. So what do you want? Anything. The sky's the limit. You can have it. You know, before we were born, we decided that we wanted to come here and live for a while. Why is that, do you think? Oh, so many spend their lives telling us what's wrong with life. And it's up to us to decide not to focus on that. We came here for a very special purpose. You are here for a very special reason. And the best part about that is that you decided what the reason would be before you came, before you were born into this lifetime. You decided what your life purpose would be. And some of us spend our whole life trying to figure out, what was that? What did I decide? What am I doing here? But we are the creators. We are the masters of our own lives. And this is what we are blessing today. Blessing our decisions to be here. Blessing our life purpose, even if we can't quite recall exactly what it is. We're living it and we're learning every step of the way. Every step you take, you learn a little more. And today, as I'm giving out blessings, feel free to call in for anything you want to talk about, anything you wish, a situation in your life that you wish to have a blessing upon. I'm here at 646-716-7684. And you can also let me know in chat. I have some blessings to give from people that asked me before the show. And you can do that too. You can contact me through email, heaven@intuitivespiritguide.com, or go to that website, intuitivespiritguide.com. And there's a place for you to send me a message, and you can ask for blessings there. I also do personal angel guidance and have had some really wonderful times with people who have contacted me for that private angel guidance time. But here, today, we're doing this for free, and there is nothing that I love better than giving away angel guidance blessings. So, that's what I do. That's who I am. On top of being a mother and an author and a lover, not a fighter. What else? I'm wearing my Captain EO hat today and I'm in a very good mood. So get out of my way. I'm stirred up and I'm excited to give you your blessings today. And today we'll be drawing from the well-being cards. And they are from Esther and Jerry Hicks. They're the people that put out the Law of Attraction, Abraham books, messages. You've probably heard of them if you have studied or seen anything about the Law of Attraction or The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. It's so wonderful when we realize we have the power. And if we don't like where we are now, we can move. We can change things. We have that power. I was just listening last night. I listened to a lot of different people from a lot of different perspectives, and I learn. And I was just listening to Joel Osteen last night, and he was talking about speaking things out and speaking your life the way you wish it to be. And I know I talk about that a lot on the show here, so I agree with that. Speak it out as you wish it to be. If you keep talking about the way things are, especially about the way things are that you don't like, then you are very prone to stay exactly in that situation, surrounded by exactly what you don't like and feeling crappy about it. So that's up to you. When you start speaking about what you do want, you bring that into your life. And so I'm agreeing with Joel Osteen. He had some great messages. I'm agreeing with him today on these things. The other blessing messages that we will be attracting from today are the Archangel Michael Oracle cards from Doreen Virtue. And these are wonderful blessings, feelings of peace. We all need this. And I love, too, something else I've been thinking about, that the power of now, Eckhart Tolle, I love his writings so very much. The power of now means that how you feel now is likely to be what you're going to project on to anything that happens in the future. So how you feel now is really the only thing you have to think about. When you can accept what you're going through now, learn everything you can from it, and know that you want to change some things. When you accept it, then when things change, for instance, people saying, oh, if I would only get my new house, then I'd be happy. Oh, if I could only have a really nice boyfriend, then I'd be happy. Oh, if I could just have those shoes, I'd be happy. And then we get the new boyfriend, and we look at all the things that we don't quite like about him, and we don't really focus on the things that are great. Or we get the new house, and then we think about, oh, now I've got this bigger house, and I've got more work to do because I've got a bigger house. Or we get those shoes, and we twist our ankle the first time we wear them, and we think, oh, if I only hadn't gotten these shoes, I'd be happy. Happy is not from what you get. Happy is not something off in the future that you think, if I only had, then I'd be happy. Happy is a decision. So happy is something that is completely within your control at any point in time, no matter what your situation or your circumstances may be. Happy is something that Anne Frank taught us. In her diary, you find a little girl who is in hiding, who fears for her life, and yet she celebrates the clouds that she can see through the window. And she celebrates the little happinesses that she can find within a horrible situation. That's happy. Happy is a decision. Happy is also one of my favorite people. I have a friend named Happy, and I've been working with him since last year, met him online last year, and he is involved with and created the Heal the World Miracle Project for children of Uganda, Rwanda, several countries of Africa involved there. And the children that he helps them put together sports events, and they get musical instruments donated to them, and they put together these shows for people. I've seen videos. It's just wonderful what he does to encourage them. And we were able, through the Heal Your World for Children book, you can find this on Amazon.com, we were able to raise money to send to them to buy food and needed clothing for the children. And it was just, it's just so wonderful to be able to do something and then see far, far away on the other side of the globe how your intentions of healing the world are helping other people. And so many people got together on this and helped me to be able to send them these funds. And they sent me pictures that they drew, colorful, beautiful pictures from the Children of Uganda and Heal the World Miracle Project. So check that out. They're on Amazon.com, and it's called Heal Your World for Children. And this is 100% given to children's charities. So check that out. I have a caller. Yay. This is new. My Blog Talk studio is a little spiced up today, and it's beautiful. So I have more color today. My on-the-air is lit up. It's with the bright red. So I'm celebrating with all the other Blog Talk hosts that are seeing what I'm seeing. And I hope you enjoy the show today, and I'm ready to give my first blessing. Let's go, people. Hello. Welcome to Heal Your World.
Good morning. So glad to be your first caller.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. Are you ready for a blessing?
I am indeed. Yes, dear.
That's awesome. What's your first name? You sound familiar.
My first name is Sophia.
Sophia. Oh, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
I am shuffling. Yeah, I love that name. I am shuffling through the well-being cards for you today because you just sound like you know how to be a well-being and how to call in that wellness and health and vibrancy. So we're calling that in for you today, Sophia. Here's your message. If you will allow it, you will feel the love that flows to you and through you. You are always seen, always understood, and always loved.
Oh, wow.
That's your blessing. Ooh. And the other side, these are bonus cards. They're two-sided oracle cards. And the other side says, the universe knows me and the universe adores me. That
oh wow!
Message. They know you. Your angels know you.
They
adore you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Is there any particular thing you'd like to speak about today, or speak out to the universe?
Actually, I think I've already been doing that this morning. You read me really clearly.
Beautiful.
Even before you pulled the card, that I do know how to pretty much be well in spite of,
yes,
and even when things are great. So that was confirmation for me, the cards you pull.
Wonderful. Well, Sophia, you go and you have an awesome life and a fun weekend, and thank you for your energy that you put out into the universe. Beautiful.
Thank you, dear. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye for now. Thank you so much to everyone who calls in, or also you can ask for a blessing in chat if you'd rather not call, be on the air, which is so much fun. So if you want to do that, I do make it very painless. But if you're in chat and you'd like a blessing, you can ask for it right there. I have a few people on my heart today. Oh, I have so many people on my heart today. But I have time for a few people that I've been thinking about. Okay, I'll do this first. This is for my dear friend Jude. And this is the power of truth. The power of truth will be known, cannot be stopped. You know what I'm talking about. I'm going to go to my Archangel Michael cards for this. And this is for my dear friend Jude, who's been on my heart this week. Truth. What is it? No, it's different things to different people. We all have different perspectives. But the truth of someone's heart is eternal. The truth of someone's intentions that they put into this world, that's eternal. And you can trust that. And you can trust that no matter how it's covered up, no matter how it's twisted around by speaking lies, the truth will never be silenced. It's always there. And you can believe in that. Angel Michael, Archangel that is so strong, that is so protective, that I see the purple light of strength and protection all around us. He sends that beautiful purple light. And he has the sword of truth. It doesn't hurt people. It opens their eyes. Ask Archangel Michael to help you with this situation. And my prayer card is speaking a prayer over this situation. Archangel Michael, thank you for assisting me with, and then it says describe the situation. And I know the situation, so I'm going to put the description in there with you, in agreement with you, dear Jude. And that is that the truth be known, that the truth be understood. Please help me be filled with faith and peace at all times. And that's your blessing, Jude. And I love you so much. And thank you for keeping the faith. We encourage each other through the rough times, through the silly times. Something happened this past week. I was supposed to go and get a new tie-out cable for when we put our little dog, his name is Bentley, and he is a Coton de Tulliar. This is a rare breed. They look much like Bichon, but maybe a little smaller. Excuse me. The last couple weeks, I've taken a break from the show because of this little cute little cough I have, so pardon me, and blessings to not cough. I have my tea, my minty tea this morning to help with that. So here's the story. A very important lesson I learned. My little dog, Bentley, needed to go outside, and I was supposed to have bought him a new tie-out cable. We have a 10-foot cable for when we just want to put him outside quickly, and he needs to go because he can crawl right under our fence. So if I just put him out, he would just take off. And if he has ever just gone out before I got him hooked on to the cable, he just runs and runs. And sometimes he hides. We take a long time trying to find him. I have his treat jar, and I'll shake up the treats, and he knows that sound. And so that will usually get him back pretty quickly. But this time, it was nighttime. And I put him out on the cable, and the cable has been a little frayed. So the wires are, you know, like coming apart, and I knew it was time to get a new one. Well, I waited too long. But I put him outside, and everything seemed fine. I watched him walk into the yard and do his thing. And I thought, okay, he's fine. So I was doing other things around the house, last-minute laundry before bedtime. I was just walking around, being happy. My daughter came home from night school, where she goes to learn skincare and hair styling and cutting. And right now she's doing nails. So I get my nails done there. It's fun. So she comes home, we're just talking. We're just chatting and having fun. And all of a sudden, we're talking and laughing about something as usual. And I hear this barking, like, oh, okay, Bentley needs to be let back in. But he wasn't at the back door where I let him out. And I hear this pretty loud barking, very insistent. I realize that's coming from the front door. So I race to the front door, open it, and there's Bentley. And he's got his collar, and he's got about a third of the cable attached to him where it broke off. He's pretty much knocking at the front door saying, "Hello, hello, I think this is where I live." And I was going back in my mind, and all of a sudden I felt this chill, like, oh my gosh, you could have lost him. Oh my gosh, you could have gotten hit. Oh my gosh, you know, all these things could have happened. But they didn't. There he was at my front door, and all I had to do was open it and let him in. And I was so happy that he was fine. He was kind of muddy, so we had to wipe off his feet. And I took off the broken part of the cable, threw that away, and realized that in the morning I would need to go out and walk him before I could make my son's breakfast. But then I got a new cable, and it's bright green and pretty and has an Irish feel, and he's doing great with that. But there's a lot to learn from that story, and here's what it is. When we know or think or approach something as a huge and horrible problem, then we worry and we stew and we get ulcers sometimes, and we don't know how we're going to fix it. Or we go chasing after that problem all over the neighborhood, begging for it to come back. Please, please, please be solved. Please don't die. Don't get hurt. Don't get hit. And we worry and we worry and we worry. Well, faith. Faith. Faith is peace, knowing, just the knowingness that no matter what the circumstances, everything will be okay. And that's what the situation with my little dog showing up with the broken cable attached to his collar that I should have replaced sooner so it wouldn't have broken, showing up at the front door, barking his little lungs out, saying, "Let me in." I learned something. I learned that he does not only know what our back door looks like, but he knows what our front door looks like. And here's the thing. I would have worried. I would have been chasing after him. I would have been going crazy, worrying that he would get hit or hurt or killed. But I didn't know that there was a problem. I didn't know. The problem was just as real. But I wasn't worried. And then there he was. That is one of the biggest lessons we can learn in life. If we don't give attention to the problem, it can resolve itself beautifully. Faith is knowing that the dog got out and believing while you're chasing him that he's going to be okay and you're going to catch him or he's going to come back home. And that's just an analogy for any problem you could possibly have. So many things, we worry and we stew, and they're already working themselves out just beautifully. What if we had the peace as if we didn't even know there was a problem? And then the answer showed up, and we just open our door and say, "Thank you. Everything's okay. Wow, it all worked out." I believe that's what we came here to do. We came here to learn, and we came here setting up problems, quote, problems for ourselves, because those would be our teachers, and those would teach us faith and how to trust and how to know and connect with our angels and our guides and those who are in the spirit realm who are there helping us every second. We just can't see them. So that's just a little project for you. If you could see your problems a little bit differently, as lessons, as teachers, and not worry and know with real assurance deep, deep down in your gut, assurance that everything is going to be okay. So, anyway, I had fun sharing that with you, and I hope that helps you. I have another blessing that I would like to give This is for my friend Rose, and I'm going to reach for the well-being cards today. It's a little quiet. My callers, that's okay. I'm having fun. Whatever this does, whoever calls, however many people call, I still give blessings. And this is from my heart to yours. So I know you can hear me, whether you call in or not. Any of these blessings that are meaningful to you, you are welcome to take these blessings as well. You are welcome to open your front door, and there your blessings will be barking at you, standing right there and saying, I want to come in. And you just have to open the door and let them in. Rose, my dear friend Rose, today this is your blessing. And this is for Rose M, because I have many friends named Rose. Roses come to me, and that's a beautiful thing. Thank you. The basis of your life is freedom. The purpose of your life is joy. There's a huge sunflower on this card, and you know why, Rose. You know why. You are free to choose new avenues for joy, and in your joyous growth, you will add to the experience of all that is. All that is. My purpose in life is joy. This is the big sunflower card, well-being cards. That is gorgeous. And that is for you, Rose, with all my heart. And with the angels singing, and the angels whinnying, and the angels neighing, they are with you. They are with you. They knew when they would need to leave this physical. They knew when they would need to go. There's nothing that you could have possibly done to lengthen that time. It's sacred. It's sacred, just like a birthday, because it is a new birthday. Ascension is a new birthday, and they knew when they needed to go, and they send you love, and they're with you constantly, and you are a huge success. So open the door and let that in, and I love you. We'll be right back with more blessings, and you can call me here at 646-716-7684. Angel guidance readings take you on a loving journey filled with messages that your angels and spirit guides long to share with you. You'll discover wisdom to help you with real life issues. Spirit is showing you every day that you are love and you are so very loved. You can find angel guidance at intuitivespiritguide.com. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here for Heal Your World. And one of my favorite things in the world is to give blessings. So I thank you so much for being here with me today. I think I may have a new caller, or maybe going back to the one that I already had. I've closed my eyes and told you a story about my little dog that came back. I lost track of my callers here. So let's get back to this, okay? It's blessings time. Welcome to Heal Your World.
Hi.
Are you there? Hi.
Hello.
Would you like a blessing today?
Yes, please.
Okay, I am reaching into the well-being cards today.
Okay.
Hello, baby. You have a little one there with you?
I do, yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Hello. Do you mind sharing your first name?
It's Juliet.
Juliet, nice to meet you.
Yeah. Nice
your
to meet
well-being
you
card. Oh, thank you. Your well-being card today here is, there is an abundance of everything. shortage is only a perception. And this one is of a beautiful white bird, and he's singing. All these musical notes are going up through the sky in bright yellow sunshine. And he says to you, you keep thinking there is a shortage of abundance, but shortage is only a perception. There is a never-ending stream of abundance. There is no shortage whatsoever. So this is your blessing today, Juliet.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And take care of those beautiful children that you are guardian of. Thank you so much for your love and your care.
Thank you.
Big hugs to you and have a beautiful weekend.
Oh, thank you. You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye for now. Oh, so sweet. Could you hear? She had a little one with her. So sweet. Oh, they are joy. They are blessings. If we learn from them more and how they live their lives. And it's just so beautiful. They have so much joy. They don't worry. They cry for things, and you come and you help them. They've got a good system, you know? And they expect that they will be helped, that help will come and love will be given. And they give love. They are beautiful beings that remind us of who we really, truly are. Let's give another blessing here. I love this. Thank you for calling. Welcome to Heal Your World. You are on the air. Are you ready for your blessing?
Yes, I am. Thank you. It's Nathaniel from California calling in. And just wanted to
Nathaniel.
See if you could... Oh, you
yes.
know me.
I remember you. It's wonderful to hear from you again. How's the new job?
Well, I'm kind of looking for a job. I'm low in funding right now. I can't kind of get out of Barstow, so I was going to apply at the House of Blues in Hollywood, and it's going to cost me $60 to get down there to do the interview, and I don't have the money for
driving.
Yeah, I want to get out of Barstow. It's going to be so hot here this summer, and I'm kind of falling apart, too. My ankle's really bothering me, and, you know,
healing.
So I'm just... What?
Okay, healing.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I send you blessings of healing for your ankle and blessings of getting out of Barstow. That almost sounds like a country song. Nathaniel.
I've written music and stuff. One of the songs I wrote was Beat a Toe at a Barstow.
Well, there you go. Awesome. Yes. Well, then we're calling in blessings of that song. You've spoken it out. You've sung it out. So, yeah, I lived in both in Southern California and in the Bay Area for a while, and I know how hot it can get.
Yeah.
So I'm with you there. I understand. Here's your blessing today, Nathaniel. Nothing that has ever happened has anything to do with now unless in now. I continue to think and speak about it. And let's clarify that. You don't have to worry about the future or keep talking about how awful the past might have been. What you're focusing on is now and bringing into your experience of now what you want. Fresh new thoughts today will always give me a fresh new experience. That sounds good. So the main point of this blessing is my future isn't about my past. Life is only about now. Can you accept where you are now? Just know that it is.
I like that because we really don't have a future yet. The future is just a like an expanded thought of the past.
And we don't need to keep telling ourselves the story of the past. If something happened that we don't like, many people, they do it. It's this thing called complaining. And they just tell themselves the same story over and over. They have to share with other people, do you know what happened to me? Or I can't, or I didn't, and I've never. And telling yourself the story of what you do want. And that is what you did. You're a positive guy, and that's excellent. So write songs about what you do want, where you are going, what you are going to do, and live in that positivity and that victory and that success mode. Because everything you say is a plan. Everything you say gets you closer to what you are saying about your life. So I bless you to get the heck out of Barstow. Have a wonderful time applying for a new job and getting it. The best one for you.
You think that's the best one for me, the Hollywood House of Blues job?
I'm open. It's very good to stay open. You might find something even better, but that one is the next step. So go see, go find out. And I bless you for all the funding to speak into your life, all the funding that you need to get there, and do that. And have fun along the way.
Okay. Thanks for your blessed energy.
You're very welcome, and thank you.
Okay.
Keep writing those songs. Best of everything to you, and have a fun weekend and healing to that ankle.
Yeah, I really have some other parts of my body that aren't so good, too. My left lung is really has been really bruised and stuff for years. Somebody punched me as hard as they could there. It's called a death punch.
Uh-huh. I've heard of that.
Right above the heart, kid. It puts strain on bones.
Well, you're meant to still be here. Heart. You're meant to still be here, and they can't take you down. So
I am
sending you complete and continuing healing for that. And that is a reminder, and that is a lesson, that you're meant to be here and nobody can take you down.
Okay, well, thank you so much. It's been just a wonderful experience speaking with you this morning. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, Nathaniel. Many blessings. And bye for now.
Take a bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for calling in, Nathaniel. Oh, a death punch didn't work, did it? I just pray healing for you. Healing. For that bruised lung, and healing for your heart, and to feel that blessing of you're still here and they didn't take you down and you have a great purpose in life and you're going to go fulfill that. So call us back and let us know how things are going and sing yourself out of Barstow. You know, I bet there are actually some people that are happy to be in Barstow and they love it there. So blessings on them too. Oh, I have another caller. I'm ready to give another blessing. And thank you all so much for calling in. This is fun for me. I love this. I love you. And I believe that these blessings will come true for you. You're creating them. You are creating them. Hello, welcome to Heal Your World.
Hi, thanks for doing the work that you're doing.
Oh, you're so very welcome. What is your first name?
Daphne.
Daphne, hi. So wonderful
hi.
To meet you here on this beautiful, beautiful day. It's gorgeous here. I'm in Colorado. So
nice.
I'm enjoying the warm weather, and we'll probably get more snow. It goes back and forth here.
I know the feeling. We had 70-degree weather yesterday, and now it's, I think I want to say in the 40s today if we're lucky.
Yeah, it goes back and forth, especially this time of year. Like, spring is waiting to spring.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
So, Daphne, this is your beautiful blessing today, and I have a picture here I want to describe for you. The color is, on one side, it's this gorgeous, vibrant purple. Purple is a color I've seen as in strength and courage that goes before you and all around you. And then on this other side of this gorgeous purple color, there's a beautiful yellow moon, full moon, and that beautiful, peaceful look on the moon's face. The moon is actually drawn with a face. And the moon is shining down at night, a bright night. There must be lots of stars as well as the full moon, on these white roses, a whole field of white roses with beautiful green leaves. And your blessing today is, by visualizing my desired outcome, the perfect action is always inspired. So first, you think about it. You visualize what you do want, how you do want this to turn out. And then that leads you to the action. And some people, they take all these different actions and they're not getting what they want because they didn't start by visualizing what they do want to happen. So that's your blessing and the main idea of it. And then in more detail, as your desire to feel good leads you to thoughts that feel good, the perfect action will be inspired from that alignment. And that inspired action is always joyful. So it won't be something really hard that you have to force yourself to do. You envision what you want from this situation, and then the action will be inspired, and the action should flow. The action should be something you feel good about. And then you'll know, that's it. That's what I need to do. I'm in alignment with what I want to happen. That's your blessing. How does that feel? Good.
No, just an amazing reminder. And yes, absolutely. I think it's so right on track with where I am right now.
Wonderful. Well, call me back if you want to let me know how that worked out. And I don't need details. Just call me back and say,
I love
to hear that too. Daphne, have a great weekend and thanks for calling.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. I love being able to give. You know how sometimes if you feel just like you're overwhelmed, you want to give so much and people won't let you. So many things can get in the way. Maybe they don't trust you. That doesn't mean that what you have to give isn't a good gift. So don't give up. And that is another blessing that I send to you today. You may have so much in your heart. You may see someone else suffering and you want to help them and you have the means to help them. You know that you can help them, but they don't want to hear it. That's okay. You can send them silent healing, blessings of love. You can send love into their life even if they don't know it. And you don't have to get the credit. And then when they come up to you, like, oh my gosh, this thing worked out. This thing, it got better. And I'm just so excited. I can't believe this happened. This is so wonderful. Somebody up there likes me. And you can say, yeah, somebody down here likes you too. People don't have to know that you're blessing them. And then there's people that bless you right back. And those are fun. Those are so much fun. So you go and you love people. And even if they act like they don't care or they don't accept what you have to give, you can just send them blessings silently. And they still work. They still speak power into their lives and they still help them. Person here that's been on my heart, and I told you I have roses in my life. I love roses. Right there, that card, it were right, white roses. That's hard to say really fast. White roses. This is for my friend Rose, and I am giving her a blessing drawn from the same well-being cards. Rose, whenever you get a chance to listen, or even if you don't, I'm sending you this blessing, and you will feel it. I know that. When I appreciate, I feel so very good. And this is a beautiful card with a woman in her garden. Yes, she is. And she's looking up at this gorgeous butterfly. It has clear green wings. Gorgeous, beautiful. And she's just looking up peacefully. And you can just tell, just by the way the drawing is, that she is just so tuned in to that butterfly. Butterflies don't say anything. They can't save anybody else. They can't lift anything. They can't carry heavy objects. They can't tell people what they need to be doing. They can't change anybody's mind about anything, but they just will be. There's so much to learn there. Appreciation is the secret to life. Become a person who appreciates, and you will thrive. You will fulfill your reason for being. Being. What we do or what we feel we cannot do is not us. Being. Just being. And you learn this when you look at a flower. What can they do? Who can they save? What can they fix? You know, they are just being, and they're beautiful. But what would life be like without flowers, Rose? It would stink. Just be, and you make the world a better place. That's your blessing for today, with much love. Thank you so much for everyone in chat room today. Beautiful, beautiful friends in chat room that I see. I want to say hi. Hello to Lemuela, Mr. Ocean. That's a great name. Hello to Karuna. Karuna, 2,000. And 2,000 blessings to all of my friends out there. Whether I know you or not, you're my friend. We're all connected. We're all part of each other. We're all part of this huge project that we call life. And thank you for the blessings that you send me. I thank you for your friendship, and I thank you for what you teach me. You know, I mean, I have some great friends. Thankfully, they're the ones in chat. But I also have people that teach me in other ways. People that act what feels like mean to me. They're great teachers. They teach me how to be patient. They teach me how to not lash out. They teach me how to not return meanness for meanness. And there's Bentley. Don't worry, he's inside and he's safe. Lemuela, oh, thank you so much. She says you're such a gift and a blessing. Thank you. So are you. Lemuela has this beautiful, beautiful book, and my mind is going a million miles a minute. Give me the title of your book, and I'll tell them. It's so helpful. It has so helped me. I think your body relationship, yes? It's so wonderful because it helps you tune into your body, honor your body, and not be mean to your body. And not take it as when your body aches or when your clothes are getting way too tight. Not get mad at your body. Because the reason that's happening is because your body needs something that you're not giving it. She has just blessed my life so much. Yes, Your Body Relationship by Lemuela Duskus. Thank you for showing up here today for the show. And I love to bless people with your book. It's really changed my ability to love myself in that way, because I thought I was pretty good at loving myself, but I was missing something there. So thank you for that. My friend Inez, she is from France, and she is actually called with me. We worked together on Skype with personal angel guidance. Well, she contacted me on Skype today and said that she wasn't able to call into the show. So I'm giving her this blessing. And I must say, this is the first time that I have pulled this particular card. It's sunshine. It's bright, beautiful sunshine. And it starts out in the corner of the card. There's bright, bright yellow. And then it streams down and turns into a yellow-orange. And then it keeps streaming down to a bright, bright orange and finally a vibrant red. This is a gorgeous card, Inez. This is your blessing. The universe is big enough to fulfill my every intent. My every intent. You know, sometimes we do things, later we think, oh my gosh, I did that without thinking. And maybe it caused a big mess in a relationship or maybe in your own, or maybe it hurt somebody else and you did not mean to do that. That's intention. You didn't mean for that to cause hurt for anyone. And so the universe knows that. The universe understands that. And the truth of it is that it is your intention that will expand. And when you believe that, all the messes can be cleaned up. They can. I mean, some hurts go on for years and years and years, and they can still be healed. I'm getting emotional because this has happened to me. Friendships that I thought were dead because of a misunderstanding, it can be healed. And this is the bigger part of the deeper part of the message of this bright, bright sunshine that flows and shines and warms the universe inside your heart and the universe outside. The universal manager has the ability to bring everyone a vibrational match to what they are giving their attention to. What do you want? Do you want to stay in that problem? Do you want to look at that problem? Do you want to dance with that problem, you have that problem to dinner, you want to take that problem to a movie, and it's everywhere you go, that's all you're looking at. Or, without depriving anyone else of what they are wanting, you can have what you are wanting. By looking at what you're wanting, by focusing on your goal, by focusing on what makes you feel good, and that's your blessing, Inez. And I send you so much love and so much love to my friends in France and Norway and around the world and Germany. So many friends. I feel so blessed. You can go to intuitivespiritguide.com and find out more about me, more about angel guidance, and we can work together and we can listen together to the blessings and the guidance and the teaching that the angels long to give you if you'll open up, if you'll listen to them. So many times we hear them, they're talking, and we just decide, no, that's probably not real. I probably can't believe that those are my angels. I probably can't believe that that is spirit guidance. And you keep seeing it and hearing it and finding it in books, a song you'll hear. The message is there. The angels are right there. And if you feel one brush by you and you go, what was that? And then you explain it away, no, can't be real. I'm one of those people here to tell you it's real. They're real. They love you. They'll find a million ways to tell you. Some people love to tune in to the 1111 energy. And that's also represented in the master number 22. It's magical. Do you see that number? Do you see 1111 on the clock? You're just always looking at your clock or looking at your phone, and it's that time of day or night. That, I've learned, is a portal, an opening, a passageway to the angels. And they come through and say, I love you. So every time you see 1111 or 22, that's a door opening, and they're waving at you, and they're saying, we love you. Listen, when you feel us, it is us. Your loved ones, they're there. You talk to them, they're speaking to you, and they're hearing. What a miracle to really embrace the truth that they hear you. It's real. Thank you so much to all my callers. I love you so much, and I thank you for allowing me to be a conduit, a channel. You have the power. You are drawing these messages to you. The angels want to speak to you, and I'm just here to agree with you that it's true and they're real, and you are so very loved. You are beauty and eternity, our love. That's your essence. Go love somebody today. Go give somebody a compliment. You are love, and you are so very loved. So wish upon some stars for me, will you? And remember how very loved you are. Never forget it. There's always someone standing by your side. You can believe that.
Smile to me, a guiding light.